Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Ato, it's our time to be landowners. No more excuses.
Yes, but what about land issues and fight and...
This one is litigation-free. Plus, you get a free architectural plan and bill of quantities to build.
Really? Where?
Devtrako Woodlands. It's a serene master plan gated city in Dawenya.
Yes, but will it be convenient for my family?
It's got everything. Fitness centers, swimming pools, parks, clubhouses, play areas, and it's just 15 minutes drive from the beach.
Yes, but...
Yato, what excuse again?
Oh, no more excuses. I just want to know how to get one.
Now we are talking.
Buy a litigation-free land today at Devtrako Woodlands. Visit our website at woodlands.devtrakogroup.com or call us on 0208-732-302.
Headlines: Institute of Energy Security cautions that the next government from January 7 will face severe challenges in the power sector that could lead to power rationing. Also in this bulletin, Ghana Shippers Authority developing sophisticated technologies to fully eliminate human elements at the ports. Plus, more stakeholders in the financial sector stress the need to integrate environmental, social, and governance principles to harness green financing for business development. We'll hear from the Ghana Stock Exchange and the Ghana Association of Banks. These and more we have for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojobaka. I look now at our stories. The Institute of Energy Security has cautioned that the next government that will take over after the December elections would face severe challenges in the power sector that could lead to power rationing, also known as DUMSO. According to IES, the challenges will occur due to lack of investment in the energy sector over the past 7 years. Nanamwisi VII is the executive director of IES.
The new government will inherit an inefficient power sector, debt-ridden, without the necessary investment put in place to revive it. It won't be that lucky to have the resources and opportunities this government had. Today, we have a problem with our install capacity or dependable capacity. We have problem with fuel supply. We have problem with the catch waterfall mechanism. We have problem with ETLA. And so all the levers, the necessary levers that that may guarantee a reliable power supply is non-existent and is missing.
Nana Amwisi VII is the executive director of IES. The Ghana Shippers Authority says it is working on the development of some sophisticated technologies that will track missing cargoes at the port. According to the executive director at the authority, Kwesi Sapong, the authority is working to fully eliminate human intervention, improve compliance, and reduce delays at the port. He was speaking at the 2024 Tech in Ghana conference.
Commercially, there's still a space for more technology to track cargo as it is moving internationally through countries. That technology now is not there. So, for example, if you bring cargo through Ghana and it's stuck in the system, in terms of who is holding up the cargo, is it Ghana Standards Authority, is it Food and Drug Authority, it will take some time to know. I think customs did a study, called the Times to be steady, to find out, okay, what's the delay in the system. And right now, I think we have a 50% lag in the system. So the system to become more efficient. So more technology is required. We have gig operating systems that we use now. These systems can power court clients to schedule appointments seamlessly.
Kwesi Sapong is the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Shippers Authority. Now, the Deputy Managing Director of the Ghana Stock Exchange, Frank Kofi Mensah-Belly, has called on industry players and stakeholders to integrate environmental, social and governance principles into their operations for sustainable growth and long-term resilience. Mr. Belly spoke at the launch of ESG report by the Ghana Stock Exchange here in Accra.
We celebrate a shared commitment to build a resilient and sustainable future. This is a call to action for companies, investors, regulators, and stakeholders to prioritize ESG in decision-making and embrace sustainability as a cornerstone of business success, and encourage those who are in the process to take advantage of GSE's ESG Disclosure Guidance Manual to accelerate their ESG reporting journey. For in no time, instead of chartered accountant, we make it mandatory. KPMG is available, is ready to assist and direct to lead you to your final journey as far as ESG reporting is concerned.
Frank Yofi Mensah-Belly is the Deputy Managing Director of the Ghana Stock Exchange. And to some other stories, achieving Ghana's climate goals requires substantial funding. While $15 billion is needed, only 5% is currently secured, with private financing contributing a mere 13%. Speaking at the launch of the Green Finance Facilitator Program, the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Association of Banks, John Iwa, called for collaborations to enhance access to green finance for bankable projects for Ghanaian businesses. He spoke at the launch of the Green Finance Facilitator here in the Greater Accra region.
The launch of the Green Finance Facilitator Program could not have come at a better time, as it is an essential step in expanding green finance in Ghana. By providing targeted technical assistance to businesses, both established and emerging, the GFF aims to bridge a critical gap, helping businesses to become investment ready and equipping them to access green financing aligns with our collective mission to drive economic growth while safeguarding the environment. At the Ghana Association of Banks, we believe that green finance is not just a niche or a trend, but a core pillar of a resilient and forward-looking financial ecosystem. That is why all banks, and I say all banks, have signed up to the Sustainable Banking Principles, which has become the industry compass of operation.
John Iwa is the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Bankers Association. Ride hailing service Yango, in collaboration with data science competition platform Zindi, has held the 2024 Accra Mobility Prediction Hackathon. The event, held at the University of Ghana Computing Systems, brought together some of Ghana's brightest students to craft machine learning solutions for real-world transport challenges. Vice President and Head of Public Policy, Yango Africa, Zinawi Asari, explained the move behind the hackathon.
Yango is an international global company, and when we see initiatives like this, we see a place where Yango can create value. Now, if you look at Zindi itself, it's really a place for data analysts to thrive and to grow. And we believe that as a corporate, that is our responsibility to ensure that we don't just create global value, but we create value for Africans right here on African soil. When we create this ecosystem or inject into it, we don't just feel good from a CSR perspective, but we're creating tangible solutions or solution makers, and that's what we see. It really aligns with our values.
Time now for Manilab.
Hello, welcome to Manilab. My name is Kofi Poli, Chief Operations Officer of People's Pension Trust. We continue our pension tidbits on Manilab. In our last episode, we talked about understanding pension. Today, we are going to discuss how pensions work. In our last episode, we mentioned that pension is self-funding. So by that, what we mean is that in the case where you have employer-employee relationship, the employer will contribute a percentage of the employee's salary, and an employee will also contribute a percentage of his or her salary into the fund. In the case of a self-employed person, the person will now decide how much he wants to contribute into this fund. Thank you once again for being with us, and hope to see you in our next episode.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank. A better way, a better Africa, and Imperial Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Warrior is one you want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770# now. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Thanks so much for your time. I am Pius Kojubaka. Ignition is next. Enjoy.